Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Yesterday, we began sharing Stephen Mosier's opening address to the 42nd Annual National Right to Life Convention last month. Mr. Mosier is president of the Population Research Institute and was tackling the overpopulation myth. He began discussing the origins of the myth growing from Reverend Thomas Malthus, a British minister in India, who theorized that because population growth will always exceed food supply, there was no need to respond to the famines that took millions of lives in northern and southern India. From there, Mr. Mosier continued.
So the myth of overpopulation, the Malthusian origins of it, became a justification for a hands-off policy towards India and other British colonies, where when famine occurred, people were just left to die. So the Reverend Malthus, instead of responding to his better angels and responding to the needs of those who were hungry by providing them with food, said, no, don't provide them with food, let them die, because if they don't, they and their children will die inevitably in the future. We also see the Malthusian myth of overpopulation at play in the Irish potato famine. I have cases in my ancestry who came to the United States rather than starve to death in Ireland. But the same view held sway in Great Britain in the 1850s, the view that the Irish were simply having too many children and that their population would inevitably exceed the food supply in Ireland, and that if you tried to avert the Irish potato famine and saved a million lives this year, in 20 years you'd have another even worse famine that would take 4 or 5 million lives in the future. And so again, the myth of overpopulation has been used to justify not just abortion, but terrible inhumanity of man to man. And of course, we've seen that the fundamental premise of the myth is mistaken. We've seen food supply continue to increase faster than population for decades now because of the Green Revolution. We've seen per capita food consumption continue to go up worldwide, even though we have 7 billion people, we're eating better than ever before. And yet people still talk about overpopulation and still talk about the fact that soon we will run out of food. So let me tell you about the worst famine in human history. This was a famine not caused by too many babies. It is not caused by overpopulation. It was caused by government mismanagement of the economy. It happened in China from 1960 to 1962. A couple of years before, in 1958, Chairman Mao Zedong forced the Chinese people into large communes. Up to 80,000 people were told that they were to farm the land in common. Communist Party officials were put in charge of these so-called people's communes. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't plant on time. They didn't irrigate properly. They didn't harvest on time. Crops were lost. And by 1960, there was a nationwide famine, and millions of people were starting to die. Now, at that point, Chairman Mao could have done the right thing. He could have announced to the world that his policies had failed and asked for help. And the great grain-producing countries of the world, like the United States and Canada and Australia, would have responded generously, and ships of grain would have begun arriving in Chinese ports. Instead, he tried to hide the famine, hide the evidence of his failure.
We'll continue tomorrow with more of Mr. Mosier's opening address at our annual National Right to Life Convention. In the meantime, we've provided links to purchase a CD or MP3 of this and every other general session and workshop at NRLC 2012 at www.prolifeperspective.com. We've also provided links to the work of the Population Research Institute and several of the videos Mr. Mosier screened at the convention. Again, all of that is available at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.